Hallöchen von der Gamescom 2023. Wir sind hier am Stand von Dontnod. Ihr kennt sie wahrscheinlich von Spielen wie Life is Strange. Also ist ja jetzt auch nicht so unbekannt, deswegen werdet ihr sie wahrscheinlich kennen. Wir sind heute hier, um ihr neues Spiel, was im Herbst erscheinen wird, anzuschauen. Juson. Ich habe es richtig gut französisch ausgesprochen. Wir sind hier mit einem der Entwickler und der wird uns ein bisschen was über das Spiel erzählen und ein bisschen was zeigen. Lass uns einfach mal rein starten. Da sind wir jetzt auch zurück mit den beiden Entwicklern von Dontnod, wie schon gesagt. Das Interview wird jetzt auf Englisch stattfinden, also wenn ihr nicht so gut Englisch könnt, Pech. Und ja, ich würde einfach mal anfangen. Hello guys,
hi.
So nice that you are here with us. You're from Dontnod, I just told the people. You're from France,
yeah.
And we know you from games like Life is Strange, right? One of my favorite games all the time because it's so great. Yeah, now we're here for Juson.
Yes.
It's an action puzzle climbing game, but maybe you can tell everyone that doesn't know about it a bit more so they know what it is, what this game is like, what's all about.
Okay, so yeah, like you said, it's a puzzle climbing game, but we try to create a game where we have a simple core mechanic. Easy to handle, and we wanted to also infuse a meditative vibe, so let players climb at their own pace, choose the rhythm to climb, and also have a chill and relax atmosphere where you can enjoy the vistas and the views, and of course since it's Dontnod, like you said, with a story and a strong message behind all this.
Yeah, we can add also that the mechanic of the gameplay, we try to do it fluid. We wanted to have the sense of being in control of the character, and you can walk and climb at your own pace. We wanted to have the player feeling the same way as the character, so it was for that reason that we made each trigger of the controller for one hand, so the left trigger is for the left hand and vice versa. So yeah,
sounds pretty cool, but for me it's like I don't really know what this whole game is about. I mean it's like about climbing, but I looked the meaning of the word Juson. Looked it up, and it's a French maritime term qualifying a period of low ocean tide.
Yeah.
And the thing that I'm asking myself is, what has the ocean tide to do with climbing? So maybe you could tell us a bit more about the story and why choose this term as the title of the game, and especially for a climbing game, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So. It is true, it means receding tide. The word in English is ebb. And the reason we choose that is because we actually created a world where the water and the ocean are part of it was an important stuff, like in our world, right? And it's actually gone. And the title sets the setting of the game. It's like the permanent Juson. It's the last Juson. The water has gone. Nobody is living in the tower anymore. And you actually are discovering an empty tower. And you don't know why. You don't know why people left. And the only thing that you know is that you gotta climb and take the way back. So this is pretty much it. And about the story itself, it's... I won't tell much because I want to let the players discover when they will play the game, but you will know or understand why people left and actually kind of what happened there through many narrative items that we scattered through the world. And so if you're an explorer, then you'll find them all, I guess. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
We can say a word about little companion, the ballast. So it's made of water, so it's the only source of water in the game. And I think it's a quite nice way to represent this ocean that left, and that animal that accompanied you for the journey. So it was our way to represent the link that we have lost with this ocean, and we also made a gameplay for it. So it represents a lot for the game and the character.
So we were talking about the character already a bit, so maybe that's like a good way to start maybe talking about him a bit. Maybe you can tell us about who he is, what's his backstory is a bit, because he looks kind of special to me. Maybe you can tell us a bit more about him.
Actually, we can't say much about the character because he's the only thing we know is not from the tower, and he is going to the tower. We can say that he is going back to the tower because as everyone else has abandoned the tower, this character made the effort to go back and to try to understand why the tower is living like that. So yeah, we can't say much, but we are in the same state of mind as the character at the beginning. We don't know. We know as much as the character do. So yeah.
Awesome.
So yeah, we have a lot to explore when the game comes finally out. So maybe we can start getting to the facts about the game. Like, when will it come out? How long is it in development already? Like, how many hours do we have to play when we play it? Does it come out for only PC? Does it come out for the consoles? I think it's a perfect game for the Nintendo Switch, maybe. Because it seems a bit like cozy games and... yeah, maybe this would be perfect.
Lot of questions.
So, the game will be out on the 31st of October on PS5, Xbox Series, and Steam. No Switch so far, and it's a bit early to talk about it because it wasn't planned like this. So we can't say it's going to happen or not because we don't know. So it's a question for later. Right now, the team is focusing on finishing the game, so that's our main goal, going out with the game beautifully made, and that's already enough. And it's been in development for almost 4 years now, 3 years and a half to be exact. We started with the COVID crisis, actually. And what was the question? The last question, I think, how many people, how many hours? Oh yeah, how many hours? It's very hard to give an average time of play because that would depend on how you play. Is it do you play fast? Do you look always left and right, whatever? So what I can say is that it's gonna be probably less than 10 hours for people, even if you explore everything. So it's a very short game. So yeah, that's it. Less than 10 hours, short experience.
So will there be like any side quests that you can do, or is it like more the main quest and exploring? Do you have like little collectibles that you can find, or is it only the main quest and you can see little secrets there, and maybe you can talk about this a bit?
Yeah. So this is a linear experience, so you have one story and one end, but you have collectibles, like you said. We have letters. We can read the exchange of the people who were living there before. We have the shells. A shell contains the audio of the past, so you can hear the past and being in contrast with the present of you alone in the tower. You have also frescoes. Each fresco will have some understanding of the lore and more profound lore. And did I mention the altars also? The altars are a subtle way to tell a bit about the cycle of the nature, the fact that it's fragile, and everything. So do you want to add We have also the cairn. I don't know the word in English, but it's a little amount of rocks, and you put a little rock on the top of it.
It's a way to
be with the ones that were before in the tower as well.
Yeah, sounds interesting. I think that's quite of everything that we can ask you now, because you don't want to spoil the story for me. I try to, but I can't get anything out right. Yeah, sure.
Okay. What we try to do, even if we don't tell much about the story, right, is we want to propose something for players to interpret, okay? The story itself is not that important for us. It's more about the message that we want to deliver and the focus on the topics, the main topic. And if people are content with that, it's fine. If we create discussions and debate after, it's even better. So, yeah, it's just to, you know, it's like sending a bottle in the ocean, right? It's so we try to do this at our own, yeah. I mean, it's a small team, so yeah, won't have much impact, but at least we try, right?
Yeah, I think our time is running out. Thank you so much for telling us about your game. Sounds really interesting. Thank you for your time. Thank you for this cool room here. I'm sitting in like a kind of a jungle. And yeah, we're pretty excited for the game. I will switch to German now back, so I can like look at the camera. So ja, wir haben so ein bisschen was über das Spiel erfahren, glaube ich. Klingt mega interessant. Ihr habt schon gehört, es kommt im Oktober, Ende Oktober kommt es raus. Juson, ihr könnt euer Französisch ein bisschen lernen. Ja, das war's eigentlich. Wir würden jetzt abschalten. Tschüss.